Hello? Hello?
Mr. Lou Harris, sir.
Yeah. Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes, how are you?
Well, just fine.
Fine. I wanted to call you to tell you that I talked to Chuck Colson and some of our people here, and
yes.
And that I've learned that they've talked to you about the possibility of doing a poll on the domestic issues, you know.
Yes.
It was my suggestion because I've been very interested in, I've always felt myself, my views about polls are quite different from others in politics. I never am concerned about popularity polls or trial allegiance, but the
right.
issue polls to me are very, which are basically your specialty, are the ones that I'm concerned about.
Right.
And the things that you've been so good to give to Chuck on some of the raw data has been fascinating to me on, you know, on the,
right.
because it goes into that. So if you could find in your, I know that you've probably got a lot of business at this point, but if you could find in your plans the opportunity to take this proposal of ours, I'm not in any great hurry for it.
Right.
And I don't know whether this is the best time to poll. Maybe the summer's a bad time, but in any event, what I'm really interested in is to get beneath the surface, not
yes.
just, you know what I mean, not just the usual questions that everybody asks.
You
and then
dig right in, and as
right.
a matter of fact, I really got turned on the other day talking with Chuck and Dr. Uh-huh. Harper, and I've gone to work personally. This one I want to put a lot of considerable amount of my own time
Good.
In because I think there's a mix here, Mr. President,
right.
of the issues which
mm-hmm.
is right in a way to handle it that I don't think anybody's quite got hold of.
Yeah. Incidentally, I would also suggest that in the poll, and that you probably should throw in just to sort of keep it on a. So that you, I know it's always helpful to throw in some foreign policy questions too, just a couple.
Oh, you do.
Because, well, right. What I meant is that relates to it. I mean, you can't talk about it, people's attitudes toward the economy
right.
unless they've, you know, their feeling about the economy really is very greatly affected by how they, whether they're depressed or
right.
optimistic about the world, I think. Don't yeah. you agree, or do you?
I do indeed. I agree with you.
And you can't really ask both questions. Now, that, of course, you can work out with the staff, but don't hesitate to do that if you feel that that will give
right.
us more information.
I did wonder, because it was for the domestic council.
Well, you can take it for the domestic, in taking it for the domestic council, I mean, you could,
right.
If you could, if only if you determine that it will relate to the
yep.
other,
yep.
you could throw in just, oh, I'm not thinking of anything in depth, but just a couple, three questions
right.
on
right.
foreign policy, because as I say, I am convinced that it has quite an effect.
What I really want to get at here, Mr. President, is the what really triggers people,
right.
opposed to the sort of lip service they give to a lot of
right.
things. And,
right, right.
I think you're absolutely right. The relation of foreign policy,
yeah.
Vietnam, their hopes over this China thing,
right.
and so on, how that
right.
relates to their feeling of optimism about the economy.
Correct, correct.
I think
correct.
The two really do tie in very much
right.
together.
And also there's your delayed reactions. When did you think was the good time to get in the field with this? Is the summer?
I think this might be a good time in terms of having the basis for formulating some things in the fall.
I see.
And I think there is a sense in this China policy of yours, some sense of buoyancy about the
mm-hmm.
foreign policy side.
Right, right.
The economy, I have some things there I talked to Chuck about, and I think one thing I don't know.
Yeah, about the price of potatoes and carrots. Yeah.
No.
I noticed that. Yeah, the mix.
I have a feeling that if you can kind of agree with people about, well, the price of lettuce is high and that's bad and we ought to really do something about it, but then if you notice that the price of this and this and this isn't
right.
that bad, it's a selective feeling, I think, that
right.
they have.
Right.
And if they can, I think the problem stems really, if I might suggest, from economists who tend to always say it's all great or all terrible.
Exactly.
And I don't think the public feels either, you know.
Yeah.
They produce is very high and
right.
things, and meat, for example, I think has been pretty good.
Right.
But
right.
If you come in and say everything's great, they'll say, yeah, but gosh, what about the price of lettuce?
Exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right about that.
But I want to do some real work in that area and see if we can't come up with something for you. Let
good.
Me say, it's,
good.
I find
good.
It a great pleasure to work with Chuck, and want very much to be helpful
right.
to you.
Well, I appreciate it. He's a good operator, and
terrific, yeah.
I've appreciated your giving him, you know, some information, these things. With regard, of course, to the foreign policy thing, this basically is going to continue to be, well, of course, nobody can predict anything, but it's going to continue to be primarily upbeat, because there's more to come, as you can imagine. And that's the reason that that eventually tends to pull an economy. It can pull it down or it can pull it up.
Yes.
As you get into this, I would urge you to try to. It's the main thing is to find what questions to ask.
And, right. Well, I think we'll really make some breakthroughs on that.
And you, of course, can look at what we have previously here.
Yeah.
I think the council took another poll.
Did they? Yeah.
About a year ago on these some of the domestic things. In other words, what do people think? That's what we're really trying to know. What do they think? And it doesn't mean that because we find out what they think, we're going to do that.
No.
You can't do that. But you've got. But in order to know what your obstacles are, let us suppose you found that 90% of the people are against adequate defense. Well, that doesn't mean that for that reason you don't have adequate defense. But then you know what your problem is to what you have to sell. See, that's a reason I like to look at these polls, because the worst thing that you can do is to have a poll taken and then just to go out and say, well, not because the people feel this way, that's what we're going to say.
I agree.
It's a terrible. We're supposed to lead the polls, not follow them.
That's right. But I think what they can tell you is that what's the size and shape of the people that you're dealing
with. That's right. And you know what your problem is. You know how to talk to them.
Right.
Fine. Well, one of these days, after you've finished it, perhaps a month or so, I've told Chuck to see if you can't come in. We can have a chat about it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Well,
I look forward to that.
Give my best to your colleagues up there.
Dan Lufkin. Yeah.
Lufkin's an old friend of mine.
Well, Dan's a fine fella.
Hope he makes a lot of money. Tell him not to let the market go down too far.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Good trip out.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.